Welcome back to The Conversation. My name is Gina Simeone, and I'm your host.
This podcast is sponsored by Single Throw Marketing, a Google Premier partnered digital agency with over 20 years of experience. Are you interested in elevating your brand to the next level? Check us out at singlethrow.com.
On today's episode, we have Abby Valdez, who is the Business Development and Marketing Manager for Build Pros Construction Company.
We're going to talk to Abby about her career transition, but more importantly, we're going to talk about confidence, how to instill confidence, how to exuberate confidence. It is so important in the professional world to have confidence in yourself and your business so that you can move forward and be successful.
Hey, Abby, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Gina. Thank you for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Enjoying the weather.
You're enjoying the weather. You're down in Texas, right?
I am. It's a little cloudy today, but we have had such a great weather that, you know, I can't complain.
Great. So tell me about Build Pros. So you guys have a division down in Texas and you do general construction and then you also do interior design with that as well. It's kind of a one-stop shop.
So we do different stuff, but we do construction management. We do general construction, of course. We don't do interior designing. However, we do the design build, bring in the land to our clients. We package it out, pretty much create a pro forma, bring in the architects, engineers, everything. So pretty much like a package instead of just like sitting on projects. We bring like the whole product to our clients. So I feel like that's why we're a little bit different than other construction companies, because we like to be involved since like the very beginning, even when they're closing the land.
Gotcha. Oh, very interesting. Okay. So you weren't always in this field, were you?
I was not. As I mentioned to you, I used to do cosmetology. I loved it. It was definitely a fun, I would say, hobby. I just love meeting other people, making them feel better about themselves. So I worked for Chanel for about 3 years. I love the cosmetic industry. I just love making other people feel better about themselves. And that's really what got me into the industry. It wasn't just like playing around with makeup or, you know, doing all that stuff. It was really just what it was really about. And I feel like a lot of my clients at Chanel were older as well. So that's how I started. I was so obsessed with my job. I literally got promoted, I think like probably like 5 different times. I worked a lot, but I guess it's because I took the job so serious that it wasn't just like selling the product. It was making other people feel better about themselves. It's a whole different person that when they came in and sat on my chair, and that's really what got me into it. But, the reason why I left is just because I felt like there was just something more. I loved it. I was very passionate about it. And I worked by the mall and I always used to go to the Starbucks. Which I was right in front of it. And I actually met an owner of a construction company. And I was currently going to school for interior designing and I wasn't very passionate about it. And interior designing, I feel like it's kind of the same thing as makeup, where, you know, if you add a little decor or paint like a room or something, it makes you want to bring people to your home because, you know, you designed it. So you feel more confident about it.
Yeah.
And that's really what got me into it as well. I just felt like it was the same thing. Just like in a different level. And that's why I'm just so in love with design and construction because you become part of like people's everyday life.
Yeah. And people don't usually pair those two things together, you know, cosmetology and construction, but you seem to have kind of married them together because they, you know, they exert the same kind of feeling.
I actually went to a vacation once. I just went to a resort in San Antonio just for the weekend. And I was wandering around and I actually saw like this people like just taking pictures and they were like, hey, can you take a picture of me? And can you take it like on this wall, like this specific wall? And honestly, that's when it clicked. I was like, oh my God, like this is why I just, to me, it was like the same thing. Like whenever you wear makeup or you get your hair done, whatever it is, you want to take pictures and like, you want to do this and that. And whenever you go to a place that is well-designed or well-constructed, you want to take pictures in it. I want to build something that is part of everybody's, like, daily lives. You decor or design an office. Like, this is where people are coming into work. If you design, like, apartments or homes, it's, like, same thing. You're part of everybody's everyday life. And I honestly take it very serious because I'm like, hey, with construction, if one thing goes wrong, you know, there's people that are actually coming in there. They're actually working there, living there.
No, that sounds really cool. And so part of your whole persona is, you know, you really exuberate confidence and you love helping other women feel confident about themselves. So you would put the makeup on them to make them feel confident and better about themselves and really kind of get out there and enforce this confidence level, because I feel, you know, I always say to people, you got to fake it till you make it. You know, you got to really go out there and act like you belong. You got to act like you're into this. And, you know, kind of, even if you feel like you don't belong, you got to pretend that you belong, because eventually, you know, you will be making that headway. What's the significance of doing that in your eyes, and how do you portray it with clients and just in general with yourself?
So sometimes, like, yeah, I can be like scared to death, and I'm like, okay, I like have to put lipstick on, and I have to like just look presentable in a way where, like, yeah, like just like you say, you have to fake it till you make it, and not necessarily fake it, but just a way where, like, again, if you go into a meeting or something and you don't look presentable, you don't even feel good about yourself. So you, the whole time you're doubting yourself and you're like this or that, whether if you actually dress up and make yourself feel more confident, you don't even think about like what you're getting into, because you're like, okay, I feel good. And that's really what got me into it. Again, like sometimes I go to meetings, I do things that I'm not comfortable in, but I'm always pushing myself out of my comfort zone. So yeah.
Tell me about the importance of feeling good about yourself. Why is it so important in life and in business?
Oh, that is a good question. Again, just like you said, sometimes you're not prepared for what life even throws at you. Sometimes, like, you know, you try to push yourself out of your comfort zone. And I feel like not necessarily the way you look, and I don't personally think that somebody should just worry about the way they look, but if you're confident even with yourself, like you don't even have to be your makeup done or anything done, if you're confident of the person that you are, I feel like it's a lot easier to throw yourself out there. Like, I was never to record videos and social media or do stuff like that, and then I got into marketing and I was like, okay, well, you have to fake it till you make it. And honestly, sometimes it's just putting yourself out there. Sometimes it's just like not even being ready and just trying it. And then you really get into that confidence, you add it up. But yeah, I just feel like it's going out of your comfort zone all the time that really just makes your confidence, no matter how you look like, as long as you're, you know, you're comfortable with yourself. Mm-hmm. And that should always, in my opinion, I feel like that should always just be like your number one thing, just to always, you know, be confident in who you are, no matter if you have lipstick on or not.
Right. And I know that, you know, the whole fake it till you make it, like, obviously you're not making things up. I think that really kind of speaks to like you as a person, like, you know, you, especially in a new career and a new transition, and you're starting a new job, you know, you might your inner child in you is like, oh my God, I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I have to act like I know what I'm talking about. And, or I, you know, I don't feel like I belong yet, but as long as you're portraying that you do, everyone around you can feel that energy. They feel the vibe and they're like, okay, this person knows, and they trust you. You know, they trust you. They want to be a part of what you're doing, and, you know, you make them feel good about themselves in return. So I think that's so important, because, you know, in life and professionally, we want to surround ourselves with people that make us feel better about ourselves.
Absolutely. Honestly, I feel like if I would have not had the acquaintances I did when I first, you know, started in construction, I have a very supportive, like, family and my friends, and just the people I'm very, like, certain are the people that I really associate with. I'm friends with everybody, but when it comes to, like, just hanging out with certain people, there's nothing wrong with hanging out with everybody, but to me, it's, like, that energy. It's, like, it makes you sometimes, like I said, it's, you know, I'm like, when I first started in construction, I was told so many times, like, you're not meant for construction, you're not meant for this, you're not meant for that. But I always pushed through, because it's nobody's opinion what really makes you, it's what you really want to do. And that's really where I come back to the confidence and what really associated me when I was in cosmetics to being in construction. It's, what do you want to do? What is it that, and I mean, I love my job to death. I mean, I still have a lot to learn. And I study a lot, and I always try to make sure that I bring my best into the table. But it really has a lot to do with, you know, the people that you associate yourself with. And yeah, like never let anybody that tells you that you're not meant to do something. That should always be like the drive. Like, yeah, I was meant to do this.
Yeah, I belong here. Yeah, for sure. You've mentioned a couple times about wearing lipstick and like putting lipstick on and just making that. So is that your thing? Like if you're wearing lipstick, you just feel a little bit more confident in yourself?
Absolutely. Like not necessarily just lipstick, but just like dressing up and wearing makeup and just feeling more confident about myself because, I mean, I'm new to the industry still and I still have a lot to learn. So to me, it's like if I feel confident, even if I don't know the question or the answer to something, to me, I'm like, hey, I'll get back to you. But it's just the fact that I feel more confident about myself when I get put makeup on or get my hair done, whatever it is that I feel, I don't know how to explain this.
I totally get what you're saying. I definitely, I actually read a book. It's called Why I Wore Lipstick to My Mastectomy. So it was about this woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer and she was getting a double mastectomy and she wore lipstick. And that was, everybody was like, why are you wearing lipstick? Like you're going into surgery. Like, I don't understand. And it was a whole book about how she was still going to exhibit the confidence that she had in herself, even though she was undergoing this surgery, but just by wearing that lipstick into the surgery just made her feel, you know, more confident and, you know, more okay with the situation. So, you know, I think it's great that, you know, everybody needs to kind of find their little thing, you know, whether it's lipstick, whether it's a pair of shoes, whether it's a certain top or makeup. I just think, you know, having these little things that make you feel good about yourself, we don't do that enough. You know, there's so many times that we don't do enough self-care and things of that nature because we get caught up in the corporate world. So it's just so important for your mental health as well.
Yeah, I think honestly, when I worked at Chanel always had this code that it was like, if you're sad, just add more lipstick in a bag. that was a thing. And honestly, it stuck with me because there's days where I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't know if I can do this. And just go put lipstick on, just go do my makeup. And then I'm like, okay, I can do this.
I always say, put your big girl panties on and let's go.
Exactly.
So to segue a little bit into a different conversation, so just getting into, we've had some previous people on the podcast talking about, you know, interior design and, you know, kind of redoing your home. We're always looking for the latest tips and tricks and trends when it comes to, you know, what's cool for your home, because, you know, like yourself, you want to, you know, have your home portray this array of confidence and comfort. You want people to come over and feel at home. What are some good tips and tricks or trends that are happening with interior design that you see?
So this year, I believe that if you can add one trendy thing into your home, I will personally say to include the color of the year, which is sage green. It's like an olive green. If you're painting a room and can't think of colors, that's definitely a trend right now.
Yeah.
I will definitely say to pick sage green. Now, just because the color of the year, it isn't always timeless. I will pick some of the places in your home that you want to include, like just painting your front door or a powder room. You don't necessarily have to be your entire house. You can simply just add it on the core, throw pillows, bringing in like those dark color moody palettes, like the dark blue navies, the dark greens. I know emerald greens are so in right now. Another thing that I've been seeing a lot too is like the picture frame moldings. I mean, it has been going on for hundreds of years and it is still the trend right now.
Picture frame molding?
Yes.
Have you seen
like, you know, when you have just a plain wall and you just have the moldings around it?
Oh, the picture, just like the frame without the glass and you just like frame something.
Yeah. Like you add it into the wall.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
That is honestly so in right now. I mean, we have seen this, like I said, for hundreds of years, and it just makes your space more elegant. If you feel like just this wall is so blank and you don't know what to do with it, that is definitely the trend right now as well. And for kitchen design, I will definitely say that the warm tone wood cabinets, not the honey orange wood cabinets, but the more like the gray undertone. So people are like really staying away from all the white and doing more of a mixture with the beige. It's more in right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's all good stuff. I'm always I mean, my Saturday is, you know, just going to Home Goods and Target and, you know, checking out all the latest things. And then I come home with more decor and my boyfriend's like, we have nowhere to put this. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm updating.
That is honestly me. I get asked all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm sure you're at the mall all the time. I'm like, no, I am Home Depot. I am a Lowe's. I'm trying to build something or DIY.
Like home decor. It's like, when did we reach the age that like now home decor gets me super excited?
Same. I live so close to like the stores that I'm like, I need to stay away.
I know. I think, well, especially during COVID, you know, when I wasn't going anywhere, so I didn't really need any new clothes. So I wasn't shopping for clothes, but I was just shopping for all kinds of home decor and holiday decor. And I'm like, this is my new jam.
Exactly. I live in an apartment and my boyfriend's like, Abby, what are you doing now? I'm like, I'm just building something.
These are all great, great things. And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your insights with us. You know, fake it till you make it is such a huge topic and people are always talking about it and how they're able to transition from one career to another. So I appreciate you giving us your tips on how to feel confident. And, you know, if you don't already have that little thing that you do to make yourself feel better about something or whatever the case may be, like Abby has with the lipstick, try to figure it out because I think it's going to go a long way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, Gina.
Yes, thanks so much. This podcast is sponsored by Single Throw Marketing with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. You can check us out at singlethrow.com. Again, I'm your host, Gina Simeone. Thank you for listening to The Conversation. You can follow us on Instagram at The Conversation with an H-E-R. And you can also follow us on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening.